This is Morning Edition. I'm Leah Lerner reporting WSIU News. A flood watch is in effect beginning at 1 o'clock this afternoon as we expect the possibility of severe storms and heavy rainfall. Election officials in Illinois say they're reviewing a request by the U.S. Justice Department to explain what steps the state is taking to prevent non-citizens from voting. Capital News Illinois reports the letter also includes a warning that election officials could be criminally prosecuted if they knowingly allow non-citizens to cast ballots or register to vote. Similar letters were sent to the chief election officers in all 50 states and Washington, D.C. The letter is just the latest effort by the Trump administration to crack down on what it claims is a major problem in U.S. elections. The Justice Department is also suing Illinois and several other states to gain access to their complete unredacted voter registration databases. Illinois has refused to hand over that information, saying it would violate state and federal privacy laws. The feds have not won any of those cases. The Trump administration has committed $7.5 million in federal funding to boost the amount of high-protein products for food banks across the nation. National Sustainable Agriculture Coalition policy analyst Hannah Quigley says any funding is welcome, but calls it a short-term fix.
It's a Band-Aid. It's a one-time cash influx to try to solve what we're seeing as a larger systemic problem. We really need a comprehensive farm bill to try to address more of those underlying systemic issues.
The Senate Agriculture Committee released its draft of the 2026 Farm Bill last month. It includes efforts to identify a long-term approach for supplying more proteins and nutrient-rich foods to assistance programs and pantries. Quigley says another bill introduced in 2025, the Strengthening Local Food Security Act, would allocate funding to states to independently operate their food purchasing programs and purchase directly from farmers.
We'll be supporting local, smaller farmers that might be supplying protein, but also fruits and vegetables, dairy, grains, you know, a broader spectrum of the diet to help meet the holistic needs that families have.
A change in SNAP eligibility and rising daily expenses are leading more Americans to depend on food banks and pantries to eat. You can read more at our website, WSIU.org.